Yes.
Okay. I didn't think I'd, like, normally I don't think I'd be cool with this, but, like, I've realized that I'm so, I feel so secure in my relationship with Sky that I don't mind seeing her, like, pictures of her at, like, you know, dances or crop with other guys. I don't really care.
It's called trust.
Mm-hmm, I know. It's weird. Or, like, I don't care if she talks to guys.
Well, you shouldn't in the first place. Mm-hmm. She can talk to guys if she wants.
I know. Well, like, if your girlfriend isn't, you know, isn't trustworthy or...
She's definitely trustworthy. She's not a little hoback. I know. She's not going to do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but what I'm saying is you shouldn't care in the first place if she's talking to other guys.
I'm not saying. I'm saying that with some girls, you would freaking question that.
I guess you're going out with the wrong chicks then, aren't you?
I'm not. No, not right now.
I'm saying, like...
Kyle, I can think of one specific example.
Why don't you share that one specific... What is it?
Wait, let's take a couple minutes to say hello and welcome to the MKUltra minicast, episode 6. Today we're here with Sky Chambers.
Hi.
Josh Miller.
What's up?
Myself, Kyle Thomas, and our lovely guest tonight, Sai.
Lovely? That's so sweet of you. Oh, hi. Oh, God, my phone's dead.
Like, no, yeah, just... That one where you just said... Yeah, they're just some girls that you wouldn't trust with other guys.
Don't even start getting all like that, Josh. Just
because I'm recording it.
I had to, because I don't want to edit a bunch of crap in.
No, I'm just saying, like, there are some girls that you wouldn't trust with other guys because they've proven that they're not trustworthy.
Cause, cheaters and hobos.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you know, there's always that philosophy, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, not even just that. If you're in a relationship with a girl, but you don't, like... If you're not in an advanced relationship, you know, like, you're just casually going out or something.
Yeah.
That might be more of an issue.
But still, it's really high school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole concept of,
you know, cheating and whatnot.
It really is. I think all that stuff, it's also stupid where it's like, Jeremy was going out with Jessica, and then Jessica didn't like Jimmy anymore, so now she's going out with Tommy.
So I did now Tommy's him, going and now out... everyone's pissed off at me, but I really liked him.
Oh, and by the way, I have AIDS.
That's my fever.
AIDS
flu.
Is not something to laugh about, Josh.
But it is.
But it's not.
Josh! Oh my
Does
God.
Did you know AIDS came from monkeys in Africa?
I know, there's some, like, oh, ouch.
Oh, according to Kurt Vonnegut in Slaughterhouse-5, there has to be homosexual men in order to create babies in the world.
What?
Why?
Because there's these little aliens called Tremelfidors, and they can see in a fourth dimension, which is time. Mm-hmm. And so they say that humans lack this ability to see in time, and that we only see babies being created through men and women, but that there's like 7 dimensions to having a baby. There has to be like different elements that exist in order to have a baby.
How does that explain us evolving then?
I don't know. Kurt Vonnegut is insane, okay?
Gay sex.
But, yeah.
Gay sex.
Like he was saying, like, there has to be like people over 65 in order to have a baby. There does not have to be homosexual women. But there has to be homosexual men.
Well, there only to needs to be homosexual women to have women. Fun, right?
Yeah.
There only needs to be homosexual women. Did you know you only need a woman to produce a baby in the future?
And did you know in order for a population to increase,
that's gonna be no fun to have like.
Oh no! Here's semen the cool part.
And squirting
No! It's not semen. All it is it triggers the egg to think it's been fertilized. All it can do is produce females.
So it's like a pretend fertilization.
Wait, what are we talking about?
They have done this in rats, where they've basically tricked the egg into thinking that it's been fertilized, but it hasn't.
Doing what?
So no one would be having sex.
So there's no sperm involved, it's just the egg.
But they would only produce girls.
Yes, but they only produce girls.
What a bitchy world
that
would be.
That must explain my virginity dream.
Your what?
I had a dream to where this random person told me I was going to be a father of a baby. And I'm like, that's impossible, I'm a virgin. Mm-hmm. And so then I...
Explain it from the beginning. Explain it in that wonderful way you do.
I am.
Oh, but you're... Okay, fine. Never mind. You explained it better.
Continue, once. Josh.
Okay, anyway, so I had this dream the other night to where... I was at school and this random person came up to me and was like, "Oh, you're a father of a baby." I'm like, "That's impossible. I'm a virgin." And so then I went around the whole entire school asking every girl if they had my baby. And
Do you have it too?
And the last girl I asked was like, "Yeah, I have your baby, but I'm a virgin too." I'm like, "Well, then how is this possible?" She's like, "Well,
test tubes."
And so she's like, "One time you sneezed." And like, this is a dream. This is a dream. And so she's like, "Yeah, one time you sneezed and like some sperm came in your nose and it went in my vagina or something like that." And so,
it like squirted all the way down her back.
And so I'm just like, "Oh, I'm a father. Great."
What if you could actually do that? Just sneeze and like, "Baby!" But you have to aim so well. You have to like upside down. Just like, "Achoo!" And then just aim. Oh, wow.
I'm actually an expert sperm sneezer.
Watch it become a sport. The Olympics. Oh, wow.
Who was it? Wait, I want to know who it was. But no. Why don't you tell us later? In a few minutes.
What are we going to talk about now?
Now we're going to talk about something different, but you'll come back to it. Because I want to know who this mystery lady was.
Okay.
Both of them?
What do you mean both of them?
There were two chicks that had babies with them.
No, one chick had a baby with him.
No, there was one chick that told him that he was a father, and the other one said, "Yeah, you're the father of my child."
Oh!
Was it Jerry Springer style?
No.
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 How'd she approach you? Did she come up to you and she was like, "Josh, so like, how do you feel being a father?"
No. It was at a dinner table, like a formal dinner.
So it was a romantic way of telling you.
It was like a family friend who told me.
Was it a montage like where they were like, "So you're a father," and then you got it from the table and it's like, "Dun dun dun," and then you're like running around the school. Asking people, but you can't hear what you're saying. It's just this montage of you asking people. Dun, 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 dun. And there's lots of this slow motion running going on.
I must find out who this is.
And then, of course, one of those scenes where you're running down the hallway this way, and then you're running back. And then you're
like, going outdoors, you know. Yeah. Scooby-Doo status. Scooby, Scooby-Doo, where are you?
That was adorable, Josh.
We got some fun to do now.
Okay. Like sneezing into someone's bed. What?
Here you go, guys.
Oh my god. But just thinking about that'd be so hard to like aim your sneezes. Like
what? But, okay. But here's the thought.
Because whenever I sneeze, I completely lose control, and I'm just like, and I just like sneeze.
Me too.
So.
But what if a sneeze was so powerful that the sperm just like enveloped everything in front of it? You know what I mean?
No.
So you didn't have to have aim. There was just like,
oh, it was just like all the little particles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because.
But isn't a sneeze like a tenth of an orgasm, right? Isn't that what?
No, a sneeze is like 100,000. Like a sneeze is 100 miles per hour.
I was pregnant.
Super intense.
100 miles per hour.
What was that?
Damn. Nothing.
Damn. Like, did you know that if you did not close your eyes when you sneezed, your eyes would pop out because
really?
It's so powerful? And
I've done it.
The
and
pressure
so inside your head. It's impossible.
White Truth does it all the time.
It's impossible to like not have your. It's impossible to keep your eyes open when you sneeze.
Well, I did that today. And my eyes are completely intact right now.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make myself sneeze.
How do you make yourself sneeze?
You just get a bunch of crap in the back of your nose by like inhaling and exhaling really fast. Not like that. Not violently.
That's like humping status.
So just, like, awkward.
Just a little bit. Now that's just like the sigh of content right there.
Okay, so you guys want to know something interesting?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you seen that? Have you seen those? The new Pepsi products that are coming out. They're called like Pepsi Throwback, where basically it uses real sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, it's like organic.
That comes from, they were watching Coke, and Coke comes out with their kosher Coke, where it's real cane sugar, and, it was flying off the shelves. I was trying to find it.
I don't like Pepsi.
Derailed. I was trying to find it, and I couldn't find it.
Keep snorting! I'm sorry!
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Are you ready now?
What if this is what having swine flu is like? You just snort all the time. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
I could turn like Little Miss
Piggy.
And Mr. Piggies.
That'd be kind of cute. Hermes!
What if during swine flu you like birthed pigs? That's what it was. It would just be like.
Oink, oink, oink,
oh,
oink,
I have
oink.
Swine flu. Dang it.
Oh my god, gross.
That'd be disgusting.
What if they were like those fetal pickled pigs that we dissected that one time?
No.
Oh,
isn't the swine
that was
flu
so fun?
Like derived from the pig version of the flu combined with the human version of the flu, and it kind of like just.
Wait, humans
expanded.
Have swine flu?
Yeah.
I mean, like human version swine flu?
Yeah.
Did you know they have designer face, designer surgical masks that say oink on the front for swine flu now? After a week, they've already produced these.
Why would anybody do that?
Okay. Do you want me to throw out a conspiracy theory for swine flu?
Throw out five.
Mr. Chilton.
Okay, what if, like, because, like, you know, there was, like, this insane thing with the Mexican border right now.
What insane thing?
It's all right. We're just chilling.
Am I allowed to park here?
You can park wherever you want.
Yeah. Okay, because
it's
you know,
like 11:30 in the Barnes & Noble parking lot right now. So
there's other cars parked.
It is raining. I'm really enjoying the rain. I like when it rains.
It's 11:20. I have to be home.
Okay, we'll leave in 5 minutes.
Hurt so
do you understand
bad.
How much I have to edit these things?
Hey, you're the one who said
Wait,
you can say fuck on a podcast.
Yeah, why do you have to edit this?
Because
you're
I'm trying
saying,
to keep it sponsor friendly.
Why are they cool?
No, they're on the other. They're on the other end.
Okay.
We should just like duck down.
This is pretty friendly stuff though. We're talking about healthy stuff.
We probably should duck.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh god, this is really
crazy orgy.
Oh baby.
Josh,
get
off
wiggling
her.
My car. It's like shaking.
guys, what are you doing?
Okay, they're like.
They can't see. The windows are all fogged up.
Still, you could still see like a little head popping out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, the shadow would be kind of obvious.
Oh god, now they're coming. Okay, good. We're good.
Okay, so
they're just going up and down the road.
I'm working at Starbucks today, and I'm as bored as crap.
As crap?
Yeah, I'm as bored as a piece of crap probably is.
I don't know how bored those things are. You know, you never know.
They're pretty
boring. They do get quite a freaking water slide. What? They go through this intense pressure.
I would love to get flushed down a toilet. I would love that. You know, I'm going to listen back to this and be so embarrassed about everything I've been saying and all my snorting and everything.
Wait, why don't you flush on a toilet?
That'd be so fun if I had like a breathing thingy because I'd probably die.
Wait, you mean like you as a person?
Well, not like an actual toilet, but like the whole, like the tubies and, you know.
Okay.
Just to like go down a funnel of water.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, actually.
You know what would be even cooler is, you know, like the big water slide thing they have in the Goonies? I've always wanted to go down that.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
I've never seen it either.
Oh, wait,
my god. Oh my goodness.
I may have, I don't know.
That movie's amazing. It's so good. Oh my god. You guys are crazy.
Have you seen, I don't know.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Emperor's New Groove.
Have you seen Sexertary?
No.
Sex or Terry?
Sexertary.
Oh, like one word. I thought it was like sex or Terry.
No, Sexertary.
That's like secretary.
Isn't that a porno?
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Definitely not. Okay, so I'm sitting there bored at Starbucks today, and,
Bored as a piece of crap.
Bored as a piece of crap, and, one of my coworkers comes in wearing this huge hood because it's raining, and I thought about saying, wow, that hood makes you look like an Eskimo. But then I thought to myself, if I say that, that would be super racist.
Why?
But then I thought, but no one would care. Why is it that no one cares about a Eskimos.
Oh, another thing. Okay, mm-hmm. They were talking today at my runway show, and they're like, oh. No, it has something to do with
Shut up. I was so close to finishing
that. You're not done.
And then you come in.
You're not done. I'm sorry. Continue. I'll finish afterwards. Continue. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, I thought about saying, wow, you really look like an Eskimo. And then I was like, no one would think that's racist. And then I thought, why wouldn't they think that's racist? If I said, wow, that really makes you look like a Muslim. You know what happened? I would get fired. Why does no one care about the Eskimos?
No, because no one... Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
Well, because what has an Eskimo ever done to you, Kyle?
I know, but is it just because...
They kill the seals.
Is it just because Eskimos...
And they breathe out CO2.
Is it just because Eskimos don't make, like, a big, you know, fuss about it?
Or it was ridiculous, like, because today at the runway show, they were talking about, like, oh, Black American pageant.
Did you see
and
how
it was
you
only
did that?
Black people.
Did
what?
You see how you did that?
No.
At the right time.
What?
I finished, when I talked at the right time? I finished the segue, and then you came in with the conversation.
Teamwork.
That's how we do that.
I'm sorry, Kyle. Uh-huh. I'm sorry for interrupting you the first time.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you right now. But,
No. I was completely done.
Josh, who was the mystery girl? I want to know.
Lorraine Cartmill.
Cool. Don't do you continue?
Oh, no, you came in at the right time, because I was done.
I don't think you were done.
Oh, no, I was going to just, like, trail off into nothing.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this mini-cast up for right now. That's it. And don't forget to subscribe through iTunes. Just search the MK Ultra Podcast or MK Ultra. And leave us a 5-star rating, please. All right.
See you guys.
Peace.
Bye.